Coming up next on Bear Podcast,
my mom found my sex toys.
Harry Potter is back 19 years later.
Two straight Brazilian actors kissed each other for a good cause.
Russian list of celebrities forgiven for being gay.
Apple's next iPhone reportedly ditches the headphone jack.
And bringing the dead back to life.
All these in your emails coming up next. Bear Podcast 593. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
That is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
And welcome to episode 593, and it's a Monday, November 30th, 2015. And happy Thanksgiving! We just passed Thanksgiving last week.
Thanksgiving is over with.
Yes, that's right.
It's done. The holiday season is here. Let's shop, bake, put up Christmas trees. Come on. Why is the Christmas tree up, man?
We have to put up the Christmas tree.
We can't put the Christmas tree up. You have clothes everywhere.
That's right. Because get rid of clothes, but yeah, donating them, Goodwill, whatever. So, to make more space for new clothes. Ha ha ha. It was the Christmas season.
That'd be great. I thought Mike said the whole reason for you cleaning out the closet was so he can move his stuff in.
Well, he's got his stuff in, but he just needs more space. A little bit more.
But you just said you're going to go buy new stuff.
Yes, that's right. So for me and Mike. We're going to buy some more stuff. Mm. New clothes, new underwear. You know, him being a bear occupies more space when it comes to underwear. Is it in your case too?
So how was your Thanksgiving, Maynard?
It was great. It was great. I was with Mike and I went to our friend Gary and Andrews. Every year we go to their house to spend Thanksgiving, and their son was there too. And the Gavlik, I forgot their last name.
Were the moms there?
No, the moms were not there. And then Rich and Izzy, I forgot her name. Vicky. Yeah, they were there too, and their daughter. And Ricky joined us. So it was a fun day. Dinner started at 1 o'clock p.m. Sometime at 1 p.m. And of course, the usual that I do, I bring my traditional Thanksgiving egg rolls. I always bring those.
Well, they're full of turkey.
They're turkey egg rolls, which reminds me, I have to make some more. Because of this holiday season, okay.
That's right. There's plenty of parties coming up.
Yeah. So after that, we met up with you, right? Okay. Let's talk about your Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
Well, I didn't end up going to Libby's like I thought I was, so it worked out good. Actually, Julio invited me over to Martin and Wines, and I hung out with them all afternoon. So that was pretty good. So I had a good time.
Did you play any games?
Yes, we did not, because I took Exploding Kittens, and there were children's there.
Oh, there were children.
There were children, so we cannot play the adult, naughty version of Exploding Kittens.
I'm sure it's going to be like flying in their heads anyway. Do we want to understand
what's
going on?
No, she was a 3-year-old little girl. She figures everything out.
Oh, okay.
She's too smart for her own good, so.
All right. Okay, so after that, well, actually, the night before that, Wednesday, we did a marathon of the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So we watched
the last two movies.
The last two movies, Catching Fire and Mockingbird Part 1.
Mockingjay.
Mockingjay.
To Kill a Mockingbird's a whole different genre.
Mockingjay. So we watched Mockingjay Part 1. So and then after our Thanksgiving dinners, we went to the theater to watch Mockingjay Part 2.
Yeah.
How did you like it? Did you read the books? You didn't write?
I did not read the books.
I read the books.
But I've had a lot of people that have read the books talk to it and compared it and stuff. So, but I liked it. I really didn't want to read the books.
Oh, really?
I mean, some stories I just like, okay, I just want to watch the movie.
Oh, really? So when I read it and I was depressed. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Well, that's a very depressing storyline. I mean,
it is.
Killing kids.
Killing kids and everything. And then how it ended.
Now that some of them don't deserve to be killed.
Yeah. So I was reading it and that's it? That's what happened? And then now I was just watching. I know what's going to happen. Yeah. But then there are parts there that were different, like Katniss having children in the end.
That was spoiler alert for those alert. That haven't seen
it's
it.
It's not in the book anyway, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't really add to the story. Okay. It's kind of...
It's supposed to make you feel good.
It's a feel-good movie. They had to make that part. Make it a feel good somewhere. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that's what we did pretty much. And what else
have you? Has everybody seen the on YouTube the PETA video? It's Katniss walking in asking for PETA, and everybody's having up a PETA sandwich.
Oh, okay.
For him, it's very funny. I thought it was hilarious myself. I thought, ha ha ha. Some people got too much time on their hands, but it is funny.
Yep. I'm looking at this picture that you. Well, an interesting topic here because apparently, I think Ray's got some stories to tell after we talk about this topic.
I think everybody can comment on this story, which we highly encourage. Since we only have 7 episodes left after this one.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a mom found her son's sex toy and made the mistake of asking the internet what it was.
Oh, mom.
When a mom found this mystery object in her son's downstairs bathroom, she made the mistake of asking Twitter that what it was for. Poor mother, she was so innocent. So
there's a picture, and we'll post the links on the article. And it says, CJ is the only one to use the downstairs bathroom, and I went down to clean it and seen this. Does anyone know what it is?
Oh, God.
And it's basically a flashlight with an attachment so you can attach it to the wall. And it's in the shower stall. So we know what CJ is doing in the shower.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how old CJ is either, but CJ's got him a pocket pussy.
Well, you know, it's a fleshlight, but it's got an attachment pussy in the end, and
it sucks at both ends.
There's a suction on one end, and the other end sucks you. So anyway, actually, we have one in the closet, and then Mike found it.
You have a fleshlight?
Yeah, I have a fleshlight over there.
And you haven't shared?
I think it's like a toothbrush, Ray.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think.
It's a okay, guys.
In Blue Mountain, they shared.
Yeah, and they all had gonorrhea or something.
Well, have you been out doing stuff to get gonorrhea?
No.
Okay.
It's just that.
Do you think I have gonorrhea?
I don't think so. Maybe I don't know. gonorrhea. So I remember Blue Mountain. We were talking about it. Yes. God, that was years ago. We talked about gonorrhea. Years ago, we've been talking about
Speaking
gonorrhea.
Speaking of...
No, we're still on this topic. We're talking
about Mockingjay Part 1. We saw it. The guy that owned the pocket pussy in Blue Mountain was in Mockingjay Part 1.
Okay, he was one of the characters there. Yes. Anyway, so Blue Mountain, it's a college thing. It was a TV show.
It was very funny. It was on Comedy.
And they had a story about pocket pussies, and they were sharing it. People were passing it around, and everybody got gonorrhea because they're passing it around. Anyway, so this back into the story here. Yeah. They have this. The flashlight is attached to the wall, so I guess he pretends to be a top. I guess.
Well, that's funny because there's a bunch of comments that go along with the pics. And the mom says, no, that can't be what this is. My son would not have something like that in his bathroom. And then the other reply was, oh, it's your son? Well, don't be mad at him. Better for him to use that than catch a disease. They are very popular. Holy crap, I'm crying laughing right now. So our question on this topic is, did your mom or dad ever bust you with your toys or anything else?
No, I did not have any because I was kind of, for one thing, if you have toys, that means you have money. I did not have money when I was young, and I don't have any, you know, money to buy with toys with. And having
I think today this stuff's easier to get than it was in our day.
Yes, that's true because of the internet. Back then, you just can't. You have to go to a bookstore, or you have to go to an adult store or something like that. And in Manila, we didn't have those kind of stores. It's kind of a taboo. So here in the U.S., yeah, you have, you know, bookstores, and they sell dildos, and they sell vibrators, but they open it in front of you first and make it work to prove to you that it works because there's no you cannot return it, and they put it back in the box. And how do I know that?
You're digging that hole, brother. You keep on digging. Just keep on digging. Tell us a little bit more about how you're buying your first vibrator.
Your first vibrator. How about you, Ray? Have you ever been caught?
Well, let's say this. I had some adult magazines that were of the Playgirl nature.
Nope. So if it's Playgirl, it's more soft porn? No, no, not really. There's still penis, of course. I've never seen a Playgirl magazine.
You've never seen a Playgirl magazine?
No.
Oh, my God. It's just like Playboy.
I'm sure.
Except it's men.
It's men. Okay.
So I had a couple of them mixed in with some Playgirls, with some girls with some really nice tits.
Wait, say it again?
Sorry? I had a couple of Playgirls mixed in with some Playboys that...
Oh, so, you know, so in case somebody reads, oh, he goes both ways. I says that he's totally gay, but it's not really.
So, and I kept them in the trunk of my car.
Okay.
Hidden in a special spot I had.
Okay.
Well, somehow somebody found out I had them and told my mother.
Who found them? A neighbor?
I'm not sure, but my mother found out they were back there.
Okay, so there's a snitch.
So I think there's a snitch somewhere.
Okay.
And I don't know what people like to think of it. It had to be one of my cousins or my mom went in my car digging around for something that she probably shouldn't have been digging around for and found them.
So what did your mom say?
I got to talking to her about how disgusting those things are, how degrading, and why would I keep them, and why do I have pictures of men on magazines in my car? And of course, you know, being the masterful liar that I was at the time.
What did you say? It's your friends.
I was like, look, somebody gave them to me as a gag gift, Mom. It's, you know, and I just threw them in the trunk, forgot about them.
But it's a whole collection.
It's not like a whole collection. It was like four magazines.
And it's got your name on it, Billy Ray. No, it's a subscription. Yeah.
And the good thing is, I had a hatchback car,
And
it leaked. So all the pages were kind of stuck together. So that got me out of that one.
Really?
Really. I mean, it's the water leaked in the back of the car all the time, which she knew about because she left stuff back there and it got wet before.
I don't believe you. It's not water. It's not water. It's sticky.
That was the excuse I used and I stick to it to this day.
Yeah, it's thick. It's stuck. So, it's not water.
I mean, the pages were stuck together and they kind of, actually one of them was kind of moldy. It'd been back there so long.
Oh, gross. So,
but did you ever get walked in when you were jacking off by one of your parents?
Oh, my sister did one time. And the door was locked and she was prying herself in. I guess she knew what I was doing. So she kicked the door in. So it was like just to catch me. But I'm already dressed up and everything. So, oh, okay, I'm done.
How old were you?
Oh, 11? 11 years old? 12 years old? Yeah, around that time, yeah.
So it was kind of like this weekend, huh?
That's right. Ray caught me masturbating in the bedroom. Well,
I didn't catch him. I was like, Maynard.
Okay, Sheldon.
Maynard.
Come in, Sheldon.
Maynard, are you masturbating? Question was, are you masturbating to me and somebody having sex upstairs?
Yeah, but no, I was not. Although I was hearing this.
So you're masturbating me, spanking.
No, I was not.
I see.
No. Oh God. So, things happen.
I'm sure
in the Bear Podcast Studios.
I don't ever remember my mom catching me, but I'm sure she knew I was doing it all the time because I was an idiot and probably had nasty cum stained sheets all the time. But.
That or socks.
Or socks.
What are your socks?
And my mom always did the laundry, so she had to figure it out. She must have figured out I was a little
pervert. Why are all these yellow?
You know, it just led it to me being a total perv as an adult, so I don't know why she would be too upset about it. But
you know,
I
remember
one morning I was going somewhere with the FFA, and I had to get up really early. So my dad woke me up at like 4:30 a.m. in the morning to go.
I just realized.
What?
We can call your mom.
No, we cannot call.
We can call your mom right now.
No.
Have you ever?
No. Because she would not say do something like that on public.
Oh, she won't say anything.
She wouldn't say anything.
She wouldn't say it. Oh, let me try. I have her phone number here.
But
I can call her up.
My dad woke me up, and I was just woke up, and I was so freaking horny because I was like 17 at the time.
Because your dad woke you up?
Well, no, he woke me up because I was going to do something. I had to be like outside of the house at the end of the road by like I think 5 a.m. to meet the other group of guys because they were picking me up and we're going to Columbia for a FFA thing. And I woke up and I think I woke up with a heart on. I was like, I can get rid of this, so it's just gonna be bothering me all day. So I started jacking off, and then he walked back down to make sure I'd got up and was like, stop playing with your goddamn self and get your ass ready.
He did say that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was so embarrassed.
What did he say? Like, here's a towel. Finish up.
No, that's all I got out of it. He shut the door, and no word was ever said since then. He's a guy. He's jacked off. I'm sure he jacked off all the time too. So it's just funny. That's the only time I remember getting busted.
Have you ever caught your dad jacking off?
No.
Would that freak you out? No, Dad, no!
I vaguely remember as a kid walking on them and them jumping all around the bed and stuff.
Oh, really?
When I was like 6 or 7.
Oh.
And I was like, why are they all up and awake? They're usually asleep, but, you know.
Oh.
And years later, I'm like, oh.
What did you say? Like, oh my God, mom and dad are wrestling. And dad is winning.
No, it wasn't.
No? You didn't say that? No. Okay, so
one thing that I highly encourage, that I always said, if I was a parent, I would not just walk into my child's room. That I would always knock on the door and wait for them to answer.
Oh, okay.
So I would not embarrass them, because I realized how much a little masturbatory pervert that I was when I was that age. Mm-hmm. That I would see my child be just as bad, if not worse.
But yeah, you have to consider too that you experienced embarrassment, and it's just right that you make them feel embarrassed too at some point in their life.
Oh well, no, I'm gonna do that when their high school friends come over and their girlfriend, friends, boyfriends. What I would have done that. That'd have been my embarrassment, not anything. Because actually, I think I would have been the dad that would have sat down when they were kids and say, "Look, you're going to start playing with yourselves. It's okay. You know, don't worry about what everybody else said." I mean, I think I'd been that cool little dad. Mm-hmm. You want to run around the damn house naked with your dick hanging out, flopping? I don't care. I'm just cool. Just don't make a mess that I have to clean up. That's all I'm saying.
Just wipe as you finish.
Here are cum rags for you. If you don't like these, we can get you some moist towelettes. Just throw them in the trash so I don't have to deal with it.
Or you can use Kleenex. You know, Kleenex, they really should market it.
No, Kleenex leaves lint and stuff. So it's better when you do the butt wipe things or baby wipes.
Well, there's alcohol in it. But if you use Kleenex.
Don't put alcohol in baby wipes and stuff. That would burn the hell out of your ass.
But then what's that smell?
That's probably the aloe or whatever the fabric or stuff is.
But anyway, if you're going to use. Okay. Kleenex. They should really. I think for some people who do use Kleenex, to me they are fluffy coffins for my would-be babies. That's what they are. So, what?
Yeah, but, Asian white.
What? Okay. So, use Kleenex. They should. You know. They should really market it differently. You know, they always say use Kleenex to clean your nose. No, people should have commercials. You know, Kleenex should have a commercial actually showing how Kleenex is used in the bedroom.
Yeah. Or a good Kleenex commercial would be a teenage boy with like 6 boxes around his bed. Just that image. And a trash can pile full of Kleenex.
In the headboard. There's this 6 boxes. Yeah. Wow.
No, so.
Anyway, okay.
Of course, the best way to clean it up is have somebody else lick it up. So,
or yeah, drink it off from the tap.
Yeah.
That's right. Best. So no mess.
So if you have an embarrassing story like we just told, email us or call us and leave us a voicemail on the show and let us know what your embarrassing moment with your parents was, because I'm sure there's got to be plenty of them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure there are some videos that got sent into American Funniest Videos that never got showed, but some parents.
No,
did
I
don't
think they do that.
Well, they wouldn't show them, but I'm sure they got set in. I'm sure
they. So. Here's an AFV tonight.
Yeah.
Here's a video.
Videos we can't show kids during prime time.
Prime time AFV American. Or AFV after hours.
It's like that chick that walked in on her husband masturbating and she videotaped and was all over Tumblr for a while. And then there was almost the same type of guy that was dancing in his underwear.
Oh, that one. I saw that. That was really
hot. And his wife or girlfriend was like,
what are you doing? She's
like, what are you doing? He like has a cow. It's about has a cow.
Wait a second. Rewind. A girl, the wife caught her husband masturbating?
Yes.
There's a video?
I don't know if it's a husband, boyfriend, or whatever, but there's a video like that that showed rode through Tumblr one time I remember watching. And it was a wife, and she was like, the door was cracked open, and he was in there just whacking one away. And she was like, trying not to giggle on the phone. And then right when he was getting ready to come, she pushed the door up and said, what are you doing? And he was like all freaking out.
Oh, my God.
So,
and where's that video? Is it next to?
I think it's a Tumblr, if I remember.
Tumblr?
Tumblr floating around there somewhere.
Who uses Tumblr? You use Tumblr a lot, don't you?
So, anyway, on to entertainment.
Let's go to entertainment.
All right.
Okay, this is kind of orgasmic, a little.
Yes.
Because they're older. They're older now, right? At this book.
He's 19. He's legal.
He's legal. So,
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, parts 1 and 2.
Oh, there's a child. Sorry. Okay. It's not orgasmic.
J.K. Rowling announced new details about her upcoming play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, on Friday, both shocking and delighting fans. The beloved author updated her Facebook page with a new post which confirmed the play will start with a 7th book left off. Pottermore, the fan website created by J.K. Rowling, confirmed that The Cursed Child would focus on Harry and his youngest son, Albus. Here's the synopsis. It was always difficult being Harry Potter, and isn't much easier now that he's an overworked employee at the Ministry of Magic, a husband, a father of 3 school-aged children. While Harry grapples with the past that refuses to stay where it belongs, his youngest son, Albus, must struggle with the weight of a family legacy he never wanted. As past and present fuse ominously, both father and son learn the uncomfortable truth. Sometimes darkness comes from unexpected places. Thanks to the Expolog and J.K. Rowling's continual updates to her magical universe, we already know a lot about Albus Severus Potter. He's his father's son in looks and personality. He's a quiet and thoughtful boy who's worried about being sorted into Slytherin. He has untidy black hair, green eyes, and he's already a fan of the wizard sport Quidditch. J.K. Rowling has previously admitted on the TV show A Year in the Life that she finds Albus to be the most intriguing of Harry's children.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to be Albus Severus Potter and the Chamber of something, or
so
I don't know.
But what I didn't realize until a couple weeks ago. Remember in the movie where Harry Potter gets his Z, the baby they used in that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kid that plays his son in the final movie. That baby grew up to be, they used the same kid.
Oh.
Is what I read.
Oh, really? That's the same kid who grew up?
That was in the crib crying and stuff.
It's Albus.
Grew up to be Albus in the movie.
Wow.
So, it's kind of funny how much they look a lot alike. How him and Daniel Radcliffe kind of look a lot alike. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Okay. So, I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I would read this, but once it goes out.
Well, it's not a book. It's a play. You have to go see it.
Oh, it's a play. I thought it was a book. Okay.
No, it's a play.
Oh. It's an upcoming play. Okay.
So, I guess we'll have to go to New York to see that one together.
So, it's a musical? It's a play.
It's a play.
Why did they make it?
So, it'll be interesting to see what happens and how it all works out and where the darkness is coming from. Is it some of our favorite blonde-headed Slytherin children messing with Albus, or is it something in the castle that's doing it, or what?
I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be off on Broadway. The reason why they're doing it as a play because Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe
is into lots of plays, and you know, like he's in Equus.
Well, I don't think it's not necessarily Daniel Radcliffe playing Harry Potter.
Oh, really? Oh, it's a totally different. Oh,
totally,
okay,
totally
right.
Different. Yeah, they hadn't announced that. See, I mean, I don't know if any of the original cast would come back and do it. I think they're kind of burnt out on Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
That was all they did.
Hey, I'm rich already. I don't need this.
Well, they've been trying to step away from that. So it's going to be a whole different thing. So
yeah. Good for.
Now, if they turn it into a movie, it might be a different story. So
yeah. Or they're older at that point.
But we got a Harry Potter movie coming out in the next 2 years anyhow. I think next year. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Magical Guide to Beast, I think is what it's called.
Oh.
So, anyway, right. This next one's all yours, Maynard.
Okay, Handjob Cabin. I read this in the Gay Geek Bazaar Facebook page.
Did you watch the video?
No, I haven't.
You really need to watch the video.
About a ghost that masturbates you to death. Is that a good way to go? I don't know. It opens with 4 friends arriving at a cabin in the middle of a deserted forest, which they say is awesome. But the fun is soon interrupted by a sexually frustrated ghost who kills by masturbating its victims to death. One of the friends finds Viagra pills in the bathroom, and the ghost is lurking in the mirror making obscene gestures. Later, he is dragged into the cupboard by the naughty demon, who leaves a written warning saying, "No dicks are safe." in true horror movie style. Instead of leaving, the surviving members of the group find news articles chronicling various victims who have perished at the hands of the ghost. And so it continues until a mystery man arrives at the door and offers a hand. God, this is just full of... But if the bizarre movie seems too good to be true, that's because it's a spoof created by director Bennett Silverman. Regardless, the trailer is well worth a watch. Give them a hand.
So, all right. This movie very much reminds me of Evil Dead. And the cabin almost looks like the exact same cabin from Evil Dead.
Oh, really? They use the same one?
Yes. If I got my movies right. That's the one where they go into the cabin and the ghost kills everybody in it. It's the one that...
Joss Whedon? Wait.
That, what's his name? They did a remake. They're doing a TV show now.
Evil Dead? Wait.
Walking Army Dead. Of Darkness.
Oh, Army of Darkness. Oh, with Ash or something like that.
Yeah, that. So, and I think it's kind Campbell. Of a spoof on that. But the video is hilarious. I was laughing my butt off. Okay. So check the link out and go watch the video. It's posted on the Gay Geek Bizarre page too. Yeah. So check it out.
Well, check it out. I'm ready. Before we move on, I just forgot about last Saturday. I need to add that I went to another party with the Wave, with my softball team, and my friend Dale at a party called Deck the Halls with Balls. That's the title of his party. It's actually a kickoff for...
So everybody got teabagged?
No, not that kind. But it's the theme, of course, Deck the Halls with Balls, meaning everything is in ball format. There's our cheese balls. There are meat balls. There are turkey meat balls. There's Ferrero Rocher, you know, those round ones. And some are cake balls. And I brought Buckeyes, you know, those peanut butter. It's chocolate-covered peanut butter. So you roll them up. And I still have some. You got diabetes. Okay. So I brought those. And it was fun. It was a fun party. Yeah, booze and everything. So he already decorated his house. See, he's got trees. So he's got trees. No, we're not going to do multiple trees in this house. Just one tree, okay? Where did you put the other tree?
I can have it here tomorrow.
Really? No. No, don't. Just one tree. One tree in the house. Okay.
You just have to put
Do you guys up. Have more than one tree in your house? Let us know. Okay.
I've had multiple trees in my house. I see a lot of people, like especially Germans, decorate every room in the house.
Yeah, they do, but they use real trees.
Not necessarily. Some people use the artificial trees so they can get them up fast and then have to worry about it. And then the main tree they have is a live tree. I don't want to have to worry about more than one live tree taken care of.
Yeah. So I just one tree all in all. Yeah.
I might live have a special Christmas surprise for you, though.
Really? No live trees, okay? No live trees. Well, Mike doesn't want live trees. Anyway.
Well, Mike ain't here now, is he?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's... Let's go to the Gay, the Geek, and the Bizarre.
Okay. All right. I saw this and I thought it was great. Brazilian actors kiss live on live TV to protest homophobia. Two straight actors using kisses for a good cause. Bruno how do you say his last name?
Gagliasso.
Gagliasso, who's a very fine man. And how do you say it? Jano Vincent de
Castro.
Joao Vincent de Castro.
Vicente de Castro.
Who are two of the most high-profile actors in Brazil, locked lips on television last week at the GQ Men of the Year Awards in Rio de Janeiro.
Gagliasso
posted an image of the embrace on Instagram Thursday. In the caption, he explained, "All the macho card carriers, hypocritical and prejudices, there was nothing wrong with showing our affection and love," as explained in the translation provided by Pink News. The post has been liked over 88,000 times and received nearly 20,000 comments at the time of this article's publishing. Same-sex marriage was legalized in Brazil in 2014, but reported hate crimes against the LGBT community are high. Over 200 LGBT people were killed in South American country last year.
Only 200? Oh, okay. I think that's a low number, isn't it?
What, two? Well, how many LGBTs do you think get killed here in the U.S. every year?
A lot less than that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so that's
one is too many.
Yeah, it is.
Especially after what happened this week, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it's intriguing. So, what's the question is, was there a tongue?
I don't know, but those two guys were hot.
Oh, okay.
Like most Brazilian men, they were hot. Mm.
Okay, let's go.
They'd be considered bears on Scruff. Let's put it that way.
It's a long article. Okay, I'll try to breeze through this. So the Russian magazine releases a list of celebrities forgiven for being gay. Ian McKellen, Stephen Fry, and Freddie Mercury are all featured on the list. The Russian edition of the popular men's magazine, Maxim, has published a list titled Gays We Respect. Wow, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the list features 10 male celebrities it says are forgiven for being gay because they have managed to earn respect. All right? Okay, I don't know what this article is
about. So if you're in Russia, you can't be gay unless you earn respect or get the shit beat out after you. I don't know. I think this is... Anyway. Go on.
We men do not consider men who love men to be men. What? This is the rule. The article explains. Okay, this is the article. But there are exceptions. There are gays who have earned our respect and the right to remain real men in our eyes. Ian McKellen finds himself at the top of the prestigious list. As the magazine says, it will forgive his orientation due to his... What kind of article is this? Due to his popular franchise role as Gandalf and Magneto. But have you seen him in
Vicious?
Oh my God, this is the gayest it's ever been. Stephen Fry, who placed second, is described as a living embodiment of the idea that one can be openly gay and a sensible person at the same time. Freddie Mercury makes the list for his bravery when fighting AIDS, with actor Neil Patrick Harris praised for exhibiting the bro code, even though he is a happy gay. And the list has, unsurprisingly, received a negative reaction from many, including Maxim's U.S. counterpart. There's a U.S. counterpart?
Maxim is a U.S. magazine.
A U.S.
magazine. A big, GQ men's magazine.
Oh, okay.
With boobs and everything all the way through it.
So
but some great stories and clothes and accessories. Even gay men appreciate.
Which reminds me, the Playgirl magazines that you read before. You're there for the articles, right?
Right. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. It was all about learning about different cultures.
That's right. Awesome. You read Playgirl for that. Mm-hmm. We are deeply disturbed by the article in Maxim Russia and fully condemn it. Why? It is entirely against the views of U.S. Maxim. Gosh. Well,
that's the whole reason I put this in here, because they shouldn't be publishing an article like this.
They should be. Yeah.
It should be okay to be gay regardless of who the hell you are.
And you don't need to earn respect.
That's right. You don't need
the mere fact that you are you.
I mean, if I'm gay and I don't earn respect, then I'm not worthy. Okay. That's bullshit.
Readers also share their distaste for the list, with one labeling the magazine a little yellow news rag. However, the publication's editor refuses to apologize for the list, telling BuzzFeed, "Our position is clearly formulated in our introduction to the article." So last month, a poll that the majority of Russian people want to see gay people liquidated or removed from society altogether. Oh, that's right, it's Russia, duh. Many have attributed the hardening of news to an anti-gay law which was passed in Russia in 2013. The law bans the promotion of non-traditional sexual relations to minor, and LGBT hate crimes have increased drastically since it was introduced. So this was followed. This follows Vladimir Putin's claims that he believes there should not be any criminal prosecution for any other prosecution or infringement of people's rights on the basis of their race, ethnicity, religious, or sexual orientation. So we have no persecution at all, he added. Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And gays are getting drug out and beat all over the place in Russia. Mm-hmm. So here's my suggestion. All the right-wing, Christian, fundamentalist bullshit people should move to Russia, and all the gays should come here.
That's brilliant. The bear gays would be awesome. Oh my God, those muscle guys. Those muscle bears.
Yeah, think about all those hot little Russian boys that do Bel Ami porn.
They could... Oh, Bel Ami.
Should come to the U.S.
And come on you. They should
just be... Just like I think we should take all the gay Syrian refugees.
They should be, coming to the U.S. And, we should offer our homes to them.
Yes, I'll offer my home to them.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to the
geek. At least three of them can sleep in the bed with me.
That's all. And where will you sleep?
It's a king-size bed. They're all skinny and small.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you can flip them around.
Yeah.
It's like fucking a coat hanger, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, on to the geek.
Oh, do I do the geek? Okay, I can do the geek. It's fine. Yeah. Okay, let's do the, I'll do the geek because I read this article. It's pretty interesting because this has a point. Very much. It's from Engadget. Apple's next iPhone reportedly ditches the headphone jack. It's the one on below your phone that where you can plug in an earphone. Have you heard of those things? Anyway, Apple's quest for ever thinner, ever smarter devices may produce another casualty. Your iPhone's a headphone jack. A rumor of Makokat Otakara claims that the next iPhone might drop the 3.5 millimeter port and use the Lightning port for audio instead. Oh, that's okay. The move would let Apple slim its phone even further. Wow. Reportedly over 1 millimeter thinner than the iPhone 6S. And take advantage of Lightning's features such as headphone-based DAX, DAX, DACs, digital to analog converters, and app launching. You'd have to use an adapter for any conventional wired headphones or else the leap to Bluetooth. You know what? This makes sense because right now, I was really fumbling around. I was going to the gym and I needed to connect my earphones to it. And the only one I have is really a Bluetooth headset. And then I put it on and then just paired it and go. Good to go.
Also my thing, because I moved the jack to the bottom of the iPhone.
Yeah.
You can't, when you're playing the music apps, they won't flip in the screen. So you're having to hold it upside down, choose your music, and then set it back upside down because they won't flip, the app won't flip around on any of the music apps I have.
Oh, you won't, that can't do sideways, you mean? You can put it sideways.
It doesn't flip on my phone at all.
Oh.
They all stay the same way. So to look at it, I have to pick the phone up, flip it back up so I can read it, do whatever I got to do, and then put it back down so the thing's up. But my question is...
That's why you need Bluetooth headsets.
Well, that's the next thing. All these Beat headsets by Dre, don't they have connectors?
Yeah, they do. Some of
them. Are they all Bluetooth?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I would be very pissed that... People have been pushing these Beats headsets by Dre that go work great with your iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the next version of iPhone, I can't use the damn thing.
Well, you do have an adapter. You can do that. I guess it's one way of saying, fuck you, Dre. I don't know. So, actually...
You have Bluetooth headsets, don't you? I see what your headset's on, but I don't see a wire on them.
I have a pair in the bedroom. So, actually...
The wires don't get in the way.
Yeah, that's right. Last Thanksgiving, actually, Ricky, my friend Ricky, we were eating. He said, he actually opened his phone. Hey, what is this wire? He pointed to me, the round thing. That's where you put your headset jacket. Oh, see, I'm so phone illiterate. I don't know what parts it is. Because I use Bluetooth, and I pair it, and I'm done. I don't have any wires. So this article really actually proves it that you can live without the jack anymore. Yeah. Just use Bluetooth or
you just have to buy those expensive ass Bluetooth headsets.
Well, they're getting cheaper now. Like I don't know. Yeah. There's some that
but are. But also remember when everybody had iPhone, you gotta cut the Bluetooth off to save battery life. So it seems like they've
not anymore. Well, that's true. I mean, that's the drawback because you have the battery for your Bluetooth and the battery, of course, for your phone because it uses a lot. But with the iPhone 6S, and the battery life is pretty good.
Yeah,
they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the geek.
Yeah. Okay, on to the bizarre. Okay, researchers working on technology to bring the dead back to life. Okay, when I read this article, I had to sit back and this is like watching an episode of Black Mirror called Be Right Back, in which this company, you could send off to this company and they could bring back your dead ones. And what they would do, they had a program that went and hit every bit of social media that your spouse had. It pulled back images, sound bites, videos, movies, and built an artificial intelligence with that person. And they turned it into an human Android type deal.
Wow.
So if you haven't seen Black Mirror, be right back. Go watch that and then listen to this article. So, because that's what it sounds like. Humai, a technology company based in Los Angeles, says it's working on a project known as Atom and Eve. Let me get that because I said Atom. I said Atom and Eve that would let human consciousness be transferred to an artificial body after death. Artificial intelligence, the most important major discovery of science, will be one of the most helpful things in the whole planet, we hope. The Humai have already started working on human rebirth using artificial intelligence. The three technologies collectively used by the tech giant company are nanotechnology, bionics, and artificial intelligence. The company is expecting the whole system to be ready in three decades, and of course, this type of work requires much time. Artificial intelligence, as the name suggests, is used to add intelligence to non-livings. Humai is using this and nanotechnology to save people's talking style, their thought processes, and behavior. This saved data will then be coded into numerous sensors, which in turn will be fed to artificial bodies when the deceased person's brain. The founder of Humai, Josh Boganera, told the Australian Popular Science, "I accept death. I'm not afraid of that. I accept death. I am not afraid of it that I am 100% sure I'm going to die one day." So they said on their official Facebook page, "Will death always be inevitable? We don't think so." The tech company further says that the cloning technology of science will be able to restore the brain as it matures. Their vision on their website is that Humai is an AI company with a mission to reinvent the afterlife. "We want to bring you back to life after you die." While talking to Australian Popular Science, Boganera said that the brain of the dead will be frozen using cryogenics technology, and when their technology is fully developed and ready, they will embed the frozen bone back into an artificial body, which could be fully capable of living as the deceased used to. "Mind power over the body has always been appreciated by everyone who actually understands the human body. The brain of the deceased will send waves to the body as it used to, and the actual body of the human being, as in the actual body of the human being. Furthermore, as the artificial body does not grow old, but the brain does, nanotechnology will be used to repair and improve the dead brain cells." The CEO, Bernager, said, "I don't think of it as fighting death. I think of it as making death optional. I personally cannot imagine why someone would want to die, but I respect everyone's wishes." The most astonishing about Humai is that it consists of only 5 members. 2 of them are researchers. 1 is the ambassador and AI expert. This is not the first time when someone has started talking about bringing back the dead. Earlier, Paranormal Games started working on a game in which the dead might virtually come back, and the game will reunite the players with their deceased family members and friends. Mm-hmm. So.
That's a long article.
That is a long article, but it's talking about a big topic on there. Do you want to live forever?
Well, not really, no. I'm... like this guy, what did this guy did say? I'm pretty happy that if I could just expire at some point. I don't mind that. Although I always say that I don't want to live forever, but I don't know. It's gonna be hard because people around you are dying, and then I'll just be miserable.
All these bodies is people die. Say, all right, say we're a couple.
Okay.
You die before me, so I get this artificial intelligence, and you're there with me. I have a representation view that may or might not actually be the Nard.
Mm-hmm.
It might be an image of the Nard.
Yeah, it's an image.
And then something happens to me, and I do the same thing. So what are the two AIs going to do together? Sit there and stare at each other for eternity?
Yeah, I guess.
How do they support each other? At what point does this end?
I mean... Oh, so this intelligence you're talking about is really just a body, not necessarily moving around and doing work or producing.
Well, they freeze your brain and put it in a robot. So you're a cyborg, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I thought it uses social media and stuff. Oh, because that's what in the
Black Mirror, that's what they did. But in this, they're taking your brain, putting it in a robot, and you're Locutus, a Borg.
Or RoboCop, basically. RoboCop is all brain.
Well, no, RoboCop was part human too, because they used the face and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's got the face. He got face and brain and spine. I think that's what in RoboCop is. It's pretty much the same. with this.
So my question is, do you really want that?
No, probably not. I don't think so.
I could understand it if it was somebody that, if Einstein would agree to this, could you imagine? Or somebody like Tesla. Mm-hmm. Or people that really contribute to our world.
So it goes back to the same, that because they earned their respect that they could be robots.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but imagine if you still had that type of intelligence around, mm-hmm. based with today's technology, what they could do, what further they could advance if that same type of get up and figure shit out was there.
Well, how do you tell which ones are the...
Well, see, that's the whole thing. I mean, which ones is it? And then what happens with all these people that are sitting around that are AIs after a couple hundred years? What happens? Do they... I mean, is it like Centennial Man where they eventually are able to clone them a new body and put them in a new body, or...
Yeah. Well, since
I mean, what happens in it? At what point are you considered not human anymore? At what point are you considered a burden on society anymore?
Yeah. So you're saying internally they're still human because the brain is there.
Well, the brain is there, but is the soul still, where is the soul at?
Oh, I thought
the brain is nothing but a bunch of neurons and firing electrons going back and forth.
Okay, so the soul would have gone already at that point?
I don't know. Will it? Is the soul in the brain, or is the soul in the heart, or is the soul the energy of the life force?
I'm thinking the soul is in the brain, because that's the one that thinks, or that one that feels. Because without the brain, you cannot really feel. It only feels in the heart.
Anyway. And what happens to that one parent that goes and they lose their 6-year-old kid and they go have one of these built, and it's always a 6-year-old kid?
Oh, see, that's the point. Don't you think that they would be learning?
I don't know.
They would still want to learn.
Is that human or is that artificial intelligence?
I'm thinking still human.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Are you a toaster?
No. Human? Really, it's a cyborg.
It would be
cyborg. You're a cyborg.
You're basically a cyborg.
Cyborg. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be a cyborg. It's cool to think about it, but I don't want to be a cyborg. When I grow up, I want to be a cyborg.
It's kind of like that Star Trek episode where all the people that planet saved their greatest scientist minds and put them in these like cubes so eventually they could come back, or they could always have somebody to ask the great questions of life to, all these philosophers and stuff.
Yeah.
And great people, their society, artists and stuff. So it'd be interesting. But at what point do we stop that? Mm-hmm. When do we stop being human and become machine?
Well, the mere fact that you're in a body, you're a machine, but still your brain. Remember, it's like in Buck Rogers. Remember, who's that round thing?
Dr. Theopolis,
the one that Tweaky carries around.
Yeah, but he was artificial intelligence. He wasn't a real human.
Oh, I thought he was. That was transferred to it.
I don't think so. I don't remember that. I always thought that he was just artificial
intelligence. That's why he was a doctor. He was a doctor before.
Well, I think that he was an artificial intelligence that learned and developed and became what they considered Dr. Theopolis, that he was so smart.
And then Tweaky was really a
robot.
A robot. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to our listener.
He was a servant robot.
So what?
He was a servant.
A servant robot.
Yes. Basically, his whole purpose was doing menial tasks for people like Karen Theopolis around. My question is, why didn't they give Theopolis a body?
Yeah, why not? Just take out Tweaky's head and put his...
Exactly, but they didn't.
Doesn't make sense.
That's right.
Exactly. Sci-fi in the future doesn't make sense. Right.
Okay, on to listener comments. We got a bunch this week because we've been slacking the last couple of weeks.
We're not
going to
read this whole thing, are we?
What? I don't know. I think Dave deserves this. We got time.
No, not really.
Yes, we do.
We'll be over an hour now.
No. Okay. Listener comments from Dan C. This is from Dan C.
It's a reaction to what?
He's talking about guys. He's just ranting about guys. What the fuck is wrong with guys? The guys I may be interested seem to be staying home, knitting, and watching Netflix.
And chill.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're not chilling because Dan ain't.
Oh, they're alone.
I met more than one person at a random event, pride event, fundraiser, etc. That seems very nice. And when I ask them if they come out, and they say they're not into the bar scene. I can agree with that. Well, this has only happened twice. Not enough times to actually meet my type of guy. How the fuck am I supposed to meet you if you stay at home and are not on any of the apps? Am I supposed to walk up to any supermarket while you're shopping somewhere, perceive that you are gay, and ask you out? Am I supposed to meet you in church? Yeah, like that will go over well. Am I supposed to walk to you by some random act of God and find the one by accident? I'm definitely not going to find you in some back alley getting pounded by a train of guys or some bathhouse. That's not what I'm looking for and definitely not what I'm into. And don't get me started with trying to contact someone through Facebook that thinks you're weird because you're just saying hi. That happens a lot. That is kind of weird when somebody had religious contacts on Facebook. It is so frustrating to hear guys talk at this restaurant that I go to bare night on how they love to play or how they would love to kiss me when all I want to is just one guy that actually means it, not just to hook up. One guy that I can actually connect with instead of just having sex. At this point, I'd rather jerk off than have sex with most of the guys I meet. Trust me, I'm no Brad Pitt or do I play him on TV, but I'm no Igor. Well, maybe to some guys either. Some guys actually seem to be attracted to me, which is flattering. I make a good living and I'm pretty well-grounded. Who I may be perceived this way after this email. At this point, I would settle for a chubby, toothless, ignorant hick that has a fourth-grade education if he was into me. Not that they don't deserve love. Guys, especially the chubbish bearish guys, get your asses off that sofa or seat and go to the club or bear events at least for a few hours to meet guys. I don't think that your knight in shining armor is going to knock down your door and drag you into orgasmic bliss. Yes, I know it's scary to take those few steps outside. It's scary for all of us, but you never know who you're going to meet unless you actually meet them.
Well, that's the point. These days, the people are on apps, and they do, not necessarily Facebook. Facebook is different, although technologically they're the same.
Facebook is for drama. Apps are for hooking up.
And yeah, talking to friends. You could hook up a lot and then become friends. That's not nothing bad with that. So, you can do that. So yeah, I you have no choice but to really talk to these people online, on Growler apps or you know on.
But that's what he's saying. These people aren't doing that, and he's tired of not meeting people because he knows there's all these people just sitting at home, mm-hmm. and they're probably the ones that we're friends with that bitch about. I never meet anybody. I don't know. You know.
And some of them are podcasters. They just stay at home and podcast.
I know.
Yeah, they don't do anything else. They just podcast. Yeah, that happens.
That's it. So. Anyway, Dan, we feel your pain, and I understand. Trust me, I think all of us have been there at some point. And depending on what part of the country you live in, I'm sure it's a real pain in the ass, especially if you're in a smaller town than some of us are from. So, okay. All right, I'll let you take.
Okay, greetings. I do the greetings from Dallas. Who is this from? Anyway?
Z.
From Z. C. Tizzy.
Z.
Z? What's TZY? Z?
Well, you just said his real name on air, thanks. He goes by Z. He's emailed us before numerous times.
Read the article, Maynard.
Just read the damn article.
It's a letter. Thank you for emailing us, Z. I haven't heard of the catfishing term, but if I were to get hit on by a super hot guy online, I would be suspicious too.
Oh, so you're suspicious of me now, Z.
You're suspicious of Ray. Besides, hot is a very subjective, and it's very, very subjective, and I wouldn't know what to do with him anyways. I prefer average-looking guys with some meat to hold on to. Yeah, there's usually goes a long way. Just some love handles, and they average-looking. BDSM is a new subject that I'm more curious about lately. Oh, my God. Really? You want to do that? Oh, my God. Is being blindfolded the kind of light BDSM? Ray, what do you think?
Yes.
Okay. I certainly wouldn't let a total stranger tie me up without knowing him first, as if I even get that far. But I can see the turn on of the unknown in anticipation.
And believe me, people do it all the time, and then they're freaked out about BDSM because they hooked up with some wrong fucktard. Okay.
Yeah. Some people I've seen on XTube, they would post something on Craigslist and they'd take a video of themselves and they just kneel down or lie, you know, butt up, and they have a mask, and then somebody goes in, and I think
that's not BDSM. That's just getting your ass plowed by random strangers.
That's true. It's being plowed, but
he's talking about tying somebody, actually giving the person losing all power and somebody tying you up so you can't do shit.
Well, I guess it's being blindfolded apart.
Yeah.
So, okay, he's saying that I'm disappointed with the show ending announcement. Sorry. Yeah,
sorry. We're done at 600.
What is the reason behind it? Time, money, time, tired of hosting. I have yet to see other YouTube videos which cover the bear community topics. What about posting once a month or on a special occasions? Well, yeah, that's the point. There's a lot of shows now. You have the Under Bears podcast. There's the comic book Bears podcast. There's the Movie Bears podcast. There's the Cubs Out Loud. There's so many of them. Yeah.
And the truth is, me and Maynard are living together now, and we just can't fucking stand each other anymore. Much less sit here and have to tolerate doing the podcast with each other.
And then we have to record every Monday. Prep, if you're a couple and one decides to go on it, how would you feel and how will you explain your decision to your partner? Does that mean you or your partner can be unfaithful even though it's a close relationship? I have never heard of straight people on PrEP. Is it only for men? Can that become another gay stereotype or promotion going forward? Okay, let's talk about really this one quick. This is a good topic. So, if you're in an open relationship, it's a good idea that you are in PrEP because that's a very sure way, pretty much a sure way that you'll be safe. Right?
Right.
And that is actually
from the hips.
If you go to episode, I forgot what episode it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, our with Legacy Community Health, with Ted and Andrew, who joined
Ryan.
Us? Ryan. Forgot. So yeah, we talked about it and then you really advocate it. Yeah.
And it's for men and women.
It's for both men and women.
And you don't hear much about it in the straight community because outside the gay community, nobody's really talking about it. And unless you, from what the reports I've seen, unless you're in a major metropolitan area that have gay doctors that are gay agencies that promote PrEP, you don't get nobody. They don't talk about it. Doctors have told their patients that they don't need it. Yep. It's not worth it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
So
okay, there is one that's very intriguing that I find it for straight people. If they want to have a baby, the wife, the HIV positive husband and HIV negative wife, the wife goes on PrEP. The husband should be undetectable. It's good. They can conceive a baby. You know, he can have sex with her and she could have a baby and they won't get affected by HIV.
Yes. They don't have to go do all the cleaning of the semen, digging all the HIV out of it, which was very expensive. So that's one of the pluses of PrEP for people.
No, that's natural sex.
No, but before that.
Oh, before that. You're talking about before that. Yeah,
before that, you had to spend a lot of money to either to go through all these regimens to get one of the others clean so the baby won't be HIV positive.
Yeah. Or the partner become positive.
Yeah.
Now, because of PrEP, straight people can conceive even though one is HIV positive.
So, and my question is, if you want to go on PrEP and you're in a relationship and it's closed, then obviously you don't trust your partner. And that's totally okay. And I think that's a discussion to have between partners. And it's just one of those things that you should do. So.
Okay, so by the way, Fuck That Bitch was a hoax, and smile more often. Really, it's Ray. You posted this, didn't you?
I just pulled it off the internet, you know.
Yeah, Ray. Okay, where's it?
I post these articles. You get a chance to proof them for me.
Well, it's supposed to be before you post the article, we proof it first, and then
a real article. I got an hour to go find the articles and do it during my lunch break on Monday. So,
okay,
you're the one supposed to go proof them.
So, what should I do? Go to the article and delete it if it's a hoax?
Yeah, and then find a new one.
I'm not gonna delete anything there.
So, and we never said all the shit we talked about was for reals. It was like the pig fucker in Walmart. It was just too damn funny to pass up.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, and smile more often. You, me, who, which one? And love it when you act and talk like a little girl. And that
girl.
Can you do that again, right? Okay. okay. One last thing. TBR Euro 21 registration has begun and will be attended. The third time. Oh, good. Okay. So are you, Ray, would you like to go to TBRU next year?
We shall March. See.
We shall see. Okay.
Well, Gay Geek Mazar won't be, Bear Podcast won't be around, so why should we go?
Well, it's just really a run. Some of your fans would be there. They want to.
Please. TBRU, I'm ignored as chasers ignore me because there's much better eye candy there than me. And they'll talk to me up to TBRU, but you go to TBRU, those bitches got to be like getting dick everywhere else. And they ain't studying about me. And besides, they're a bunch of hoes and sluts. So.
Do that dick action again. There you go. Okay, so. Okay, thanks, C. Okay, how about, oh, did I read this? Did I ever read this? Oh, yeah, I did read this. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you want to read this, Ray?
Hey, Ray and Nard, hope you're all doing well. I've written and called before under Deliverance 72, but that email was hacked and I can't retrieve it. Yeah, we know how them hackers are. Sorry to hear 600 will be your last show. My links to the gay world are slowly dwindling. I hope you'll reconsider, but I do understand things change and people take new paths and it gets harder to find something new to talk about or deal with. Anyway, I wish you the best and hope to see some reunion shows in the future, maybe pass the torch to some new eager bears. Take care. LLAP, Brian from North Carolina.
What's LLAP? I'm sure it's something that it's an acronym that I should know. Love Lots and what?
I don't know. I'm not hip with all this stuff. I just,
oh, Live Long and Prosper.
Live Long and Prosper. Okay.
I knew that. I knew.
See, I should have known that one, but I didn't. I should have known that one. I didn't.
If you put XOXOXO, I would have figured it out. But no, you didn't. It's from Brian. Thank you, Brian.
All right. So that's the end of this episode.
We're yes. Done. It's episode 693. Oh, my God.
We got a couple shout-outs for birthdays, too, you know. Johnny had a birthday this week.
Oh, that's right. And John. Both John. Mm-hmm. Johnny and John. John, last weekend, they have the same birthday, too. That's the last Friday. Mm. So, yeah, happy birthday, John and Johnny. Johnny Lee, actually. Okay. One last thing. I'm sorry to end on a sad note, but I should have remembered this in the beginning. I would like to dedicate this show to a friend of mine. His name is Mark Steckley. He's actually a big bear. I knew him from many bear runs, Louis Weekend, Bear Watch, TBRU, Bears of San Antonio. Yeah, he was part of it before. And I used to see him a lot, but he had a fatal car accident last weekend. And it's really sad that he's a very nice guy and well-loved by, you know, the bear community there in San Antonio. So extend our condolences to the family and friends of Mark Steckley. Okay. Wow. Okay. So that's the sad news.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's it, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us and leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes. And subscribe via iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. And you can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.